Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Dr. Glenn Swartwout, a doctor who uses both the ordinary elements of nature as well as your supernatural essence to elicit your profound healing capacities in your human bio-bodysuit. He just produced a video series that introduces his clinical theory of everything, and his book, Anima Medica, also will be coming out on the Eyes of March. Well, welcome, Dr. Glenn.
Aloha, Stacey.
Aloha. So, this means you must be in Hawaii, does it not?
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's okay, because I'm about to take a trip to Florida, so I won't feel as jealous. So, that here as we are in the waning months of winter here on the East Coast where we are. Well, let's talk, of course, about you. That's what we're here to do, Dr. Glenn. What are some of the pitfalls that you see in the current healthcare model that really drove you to your clinical theory of everything, and of course your book as well?
One of the biggest problems I see is that, you know, we focus on symptoms, which are the effects, rather than focusing on the causes, the underlying hidden causes of disease and illness. When we treat a symptom, the symptom can decrease whether we are getting healthier or we're getting sicker, and we don't distinguish that difference very well. So when we use suppressive medicine that essentially is the toxin that blocks the body's physiological pathways that are producing the symptom, we're actually reducing our level of health. We need to find the deeper and more subtle medicines that can help the body to actually heal the underlying cause. And then we don't have to be told, oh, get used to taking this medicine, you'll be on it the rest of your life, but if you have too many side effects, we'll change you to a different medicine.
Right. It's just a cycle that could be never ending and vicious for people in terms of their real health. Now, let's talk about how you find that answer. What is your roadmap to health? What does that entail, Dr. Glenn?
The roadmap to health is a model that I came up with called the five phases of health, or five phases of healing. And it's based on decades of research in European biological medicine, where they measure the biophysics, the terrain inside the body. And that has to do with three fundamental factors, as I distill it down, you know, from the medical science of it. And it's basically the three of the five elements that make up creation, those three that we're familiar with, that science knows something about. And those are basically protons, electrons, and photons. So matter, electricity, and light. And so how I read people, I work with people all around the world over the last 25 years by reading through light, which is, light is a very interesting thing that again, we don't necessarily think about perfectly accurately or fully, but light is, I see it as a pair of wormholes in space-time. There's a whole different view of light than, you know, as a doctor of optometry, I was very much trained in light and vision. It's not how we're taught to think of it. In fact, the ancient Greeks had a very interesting perspective on vision, where they thought that vision was a ray of light that came from the eye to the object that we're looking at. And in my model, I'm actually seeing the way in which they were correct, that light goes, connects the here and now when we perceive, when our soul, our spirit has consciousness. You know, modern science still doesn't understand how we can have this experience. How can we see? Well, I believe that light connects us to distant points. It connects us to even distant times. When we envision the future, we're connecting our present consciousness to a future state, and we're navigating through space-time as spiritual beings. We're actually creating that future out of the potential of all futures. And same way, we can actually alter the past. I don't think we just I don't think the past is dead as it's been seen in philosophy, but that we actually are navigating through this space of creation of potential experience in space-time. And that's probably a little deep, but
yeah, well, it's fascinating.
But it comes from working with people remotely, where I'm seeing into their body in real time and what's happening, what the causality is, and it's really the light that's causal. If we think about even the basics of chemistry, every chemical reaction that happens in the body or elsewhere is an exchange of light energy between electrons. The electrons we know are what hold chemistry together, the bonds. And when we change those bonds, it's a change in the light energy within those bonds carried by the electrons.
Huh. Now, how can we apply this theory, your theory, to get more in touch with our quintessential nature?
Yeah, on a personal level, what anyone can do is to expand our thinking that we are more than the material body. We know that actually the material body replaces itself. You know, most cells are a whole new cell in terms of the materials they're made out of every 7 years. We know that an organ like the liver, if 98% of it is removed surgically, that it can regenerate the full 100% of the liver. So our body is always replacing itself. Every 100 days we have entirely new blood cells in our blood vessels. So if we change our thinking about that, that actually changes the physical process. If I believe that I can't change, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to make the choices that create that change. If I understand that the other two elements that we're made out of, besides the protons, electrons, and light, modern science has identified there's something out there that makes up most of what is, that's dark energy and dark matter. Well, if I realize that that's not just out there in the cosmos, but that I'm made of that, the consciousness, I see dark energy as the light of consciousness. And so it's not dark at all. It's the only light that we see. And the dark matter is the matter of spirit, the ghost, the Holy Ghost, the ghost vessel of the spirit body. The ancient Chinese medicine understood a lot better than our modern medicine does. But that's where we need to treat ourselves as these living, sentient beings that we are, inhabiting a bio-body suit for our growth and development. When we change the context, we change the meaning of everything that we do.
And Dr. Glenn, that is seriously, I mean, really, really very interesting and fascinating. I love this kind of wormhole conversation stuff, and I wish we had a ton of time to go into it a little bit more deeply. But why don't you leave our listeners with this? What is a practical tip or application based on your theories that they can walk away with today?
Well, in traditional Chinese medicine, where some of these concepts from that approach have really helped me to put this perspective together in the theory of everything on a clinical level of a theory of everything. And in physics, when we talk theory of everything, we're not talking about anything that explains how consciousness works or what the spirit is. But a clinical theory of everything, we need to take that into account. And the first step on that level is the breath. You know, we know how important the breath is for relaxation, to heal ourselves, to be present in our bodies. Well, the breath, the Chinese understood 5,000 years ago as one of the main sources of these spirit minerals that make up our soul. And so we're breathing them in. And because they're on the mineral level, they're what holds consciousness, what has the potential to hold this dark energy that's really the light energy of consciousness, but that we can't, it's dark because we can't see it with our machines or our instruments. If we intend to bring in that spirit from the universe around us and incorporate it and build our souls, that intention actually directs and guides these conscious minerals. We invite them in to be part of us. And so our spirit becomes bigger. You know, the difference in my experience between someone, say, suffering you know, maybe their kidneys are going through a healing crisis and they're going through terrible suffering because it's a very challenging organ to regenerate or to cleanse. When we can test and identify and see, oh, in fact, your body's healing, when I change my thinking and invite that healing rather than shrinking away from the suffering of it, but expand my soul to incorporate it within me, now I'm bigger than it, and I can suffer it gladly, and the suffering is 99% relieved, like in an instant with our thinking. So that's, to me, the most practical thing, because, you know, we know from research that people who can go through these healing crises or healing processes and reach a higher level of health not only live longer, but the people who live longest have the fewest years of degenerative disease and the least suffering. So if we really want to improve our quality of life now and extend the longevity of our lives and have quality life to the end, which, of course, what everyone wants, I think we have to begin to have a medicine of the spirit, a medicine of consciousness, and live in a world that where we see how those things function and integrate with the physical body that we're more familiar with. And that's the subject of my DVDs, of the book Anima Medica. Anima means soul. So the soul of medicine is a companion volume to a book called Materia Medica, which is a traditional term for a compendium of medicines. And in my book, that's all about natural medicine, because we don't have a deficiency of drugs. We don't have an excess of organs. So the modern concept of medical surgical treatment is just the best we know how to do at this moment culturally, but there is a better way. And our body actually knows, and our spirit actually knows what that is. My work is to communicate with that spirit and help the person identify what's going on, what the underlying causes are, treat those rather than the symptoms. You know, we can palliate the symptoms, that's good, but it doesn't create the profound healing that we see when we actually remove the cause.
Well, Dr. Glenn, we really appreciate you coming on to share all of this with us. This revelation type material is really fantastic. And listeners, of course, you can preview his DVD series, A Clinical Theory of Everything, as well as his two new books, Anima Medica and Dry Eye Relief, all at the website tryunity.net. That's tryunity.net. So thank you, Dr. Glenn, for being here. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Spending a few moments with you, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.